Okay, so I'm here with Kevin Fry of New Hampton, and as we talked about earlier, you've been so calm today, but you said today. What were you like on, Saturday?
I was a bit shaky on Saturday, but in a good way. It was fun. It is fun.
So tell me how you found out you won all of that.
Okay. I stopped at our local Casey's store and was just stopping for a bottle of pop and getting my fix for the day. And I got to the counter and saw the tickets on display. And I said, I'll go ahead and get the big one for the day. So I got the ticket, and the self-checker wasn't working at the time. And I scratched and gave it to the employee at the store, and she ran it through the computer, and it spit out the form for me to fill out and the receipt, and I started counting zeros. I thought it was 50,000, and then I counted the zeros, and I said, that's not 50, that's 500,000. And then I looked at it again, counted the zeros again, and did it the third time. And I gave it to the employee, and she counted, and she said, you're right. And yeah, it was pretty fun.
Did you jump around? Did she jump around?
Oh, yeah.
So pop must be your caffeine fix for the day.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, I'm not a coffee drinker, but I get my caffeine out of the Pepsi Zero bottle, so.
So you have told me that you're a pastor, and I explained that so many times when we hear from winners, they say their family doesn't believe them. So I thought maybe you would stand a better chance of being Mr. Believable, but not so much. Tell me about that.
Oh, my family. My kids know that I tell some pretty good tales sometimes. So the oldest son, who lives down in Des Moines here, said that it's not true until he sees the picture of the ticket. And so he took care of that, and he was pretty excited too.
But that process led you to realize that you'd made kind of a big mistake. What'd you do?
I was so excited and flustered that I left the ticket inside of the Casey's store and went out to the car and started calling everybody, and calling my wife at first and everybody else, and then I realized when he said he wanted a picture of the ticket, not the receipt, I don't have it. It's in the store. And fortunately, I was still in the parking lot of the Casey's store, and I ran back inside and asked the employee for the ticket. And she was so flustered, she forgot to give it to me the first time. So we finally got on the right page.
And it was just sitting there, you said.
Oh, yeah. I was shaking pretty good then, I think.
Yeah. I was worried that it would have gotten thrown away, because non-winning tickets usually get thrown away. So.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Well, you do have to have the ticket to claim the prize. So so I'm glad you got it back. Oh, my gosh. And then, Kevin, you have explained that you're nearing retirement age, and you and your wife have been talking about what you're going to do in the me years, as the saying goes. And you say that winning this prize will just make your plans a lot easier or more attainable.
Certainly. We are looking at moving from our smaller town closer to family in the Des Moines metro area, and looking at the logistics of everything, what we could sell our home for there, and as opposed to what the cost would be for housing this way. And we thought, well, we're going to be maybe coming up a little short. And so this is going to help a lot. This is exciting in that way, too.
And you said you're planning to put a lot of the money into financial planning as well, just to give it to your financial planner and just kind of...
Yep, and it'll be fun to be able to share some of it with some of our family and with some of the charities that we support and have supported for a long time. So,
now, you said you were preaching on Sunday, and you kept it together. People didn't know.
Yeah. I don't know where that all came from, but I guess it was like hitting automatic pilot maybe or something. I'm not sure. But yeah, they told me I did a nice job on the sermon. So I said, well, I guess there was something at work in the middle of all that.
So you've told some family, you've told your parish council for mm-hmm. your church, because obviously they needed to know about it, and mm-hmm. People have believed you mostly.
Oh yeah, they believe me. I've been at that church a long time and has a lot of good memories. I've been in New Hampton as a pastor at that church for 24 years, so had developed a lot of relationships there, and it's going to be difficult when that break happens, but it'll be a good time for the congregation and for me, hopefully.
Yeah.